bless you, saints. We certainly appreciate you all bearing with us tonight. We had just a couple of technical difficulties, but we made it through, and we just want to get our service open tonight. No matter what we are facing, there's some challenging times, and we're doing a lot of things different when it comes to service, but we still believe that our God is still worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Before we would just get into the Word of God tonight, let's just sing a song of worship and adoration to our Lord. The song is titled, I Love You, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Soul rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. Sound in your ear. Let's just have a word of prayer tonight. Father, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity we have to come into your house, Lord, to bring praise and adoration to you, God. You alone are worthy to receive the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, as the this service is going forth tonight, there, Lord, many that are online that are looking to hear from heaven. And God, how we need to be able to hear from heaven in a time like this. We pray that you would speak, Lord, your word to our hearts, and that you, God, would just take control over the atmospheres, even in our home. We thank you, God, that you gave us strength to overcome, amen, and wisdom to overcome the little challenges that we had here tonight. And Lord, may it be an example how we have to continue to persevere and press through the trials and tribulations of life. Lord, if as we continue to press, we will see victory in the midst of it. So Lord, as we just prepare to receive the word of God tonight, we pray that you bless Brother Troy, who will speak for us tonight. Anoint him afresh, God. And Lord, may you just use him for your glory, Lord, as he comes to present what you've placed in his heart for the people. And God, we just pray that you would just bless our time together here tonight. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. As Brother Troy prepares to come, I just want to encourage everyone and just ask everyone, just let's be patient. We started a little late tonight. But we don't have to wake up in the morning. Most of us don't have to wake up and head out to the work. We can work from home or we're not going to school. So let's just be patient. Let's hear what the Lord has to speak to us tonight. And let's just welcome our precious brother Troy Burrs tonight as he comes. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This is a little different. Amen. But it's the same God, same anointing. Amen. I'd just like to appreciate all of our technicians and how they work so hard to make sure that everything is up and running. It is quite a challenge. Amen. As we navigate through these times, Amen. So let us open our Bibles, if we will. We're going to try not to hold you too long, being that some time have gotten away from us. Amen. We're very popular scripture right now today. We're going to read from Psalms 91. Amen. We'll read from Psalms 91. And if you open it, your Bibles, get your Bibles open, or amen, your apps or whatever you might be using. Amen. And just hold it open to that scripture. Amen. And let's go before the throne of God one more time. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to speak to your bride, Lord God, to your people, oh Lord God. We ask you, oh Father God, that you, Lord, hide me behind the cross that you may be seen. Lord, we don't know, Lord God, who may be tuning in or listening, oh Father God, but Lord, you know, Lord God. And by the technology, oh Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are ever present, Lord God. You're omnipresent, oh Father God, that you reach beyond these four walls, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to just have your way, oh Father God. Speak to the hearts of those that are in ear hearing, oh Father God, of this word, Lord God. Lord God, we can read this word, oh Father God, but only you can give the revelation, oh Father God. We ask you to just have your way in Jesus' precious name. Amen, we pray. Amen. Amen. And we want to take the scripture here from Psalms 91. And it reads on this wise, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. And I say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with feathers, and under the wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid in the hour, shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. Amen. And we'll just kind of start with the reading right there, but we're going to get into that a little bit more. But I want us to go back, and I want us to kind of focus on the first chapter there. No doubt many have used this scripture in these trying times. What we're going through with this virus and this plague, oh man, that has circled the globe and it has kind of disrupted, amen, our normal way of doing things. I've heard this scripture read by all types of people. Everybody is running to this scripture at this hour. Everybody is running to this scripture to try to find comfort, amen, and some sort of peace. Amen. But I want you to recognize one thing here. In the first chapter here, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, many will read this scripture, but see, the first chapter here gives us specifically to who this belongs to. It says to he that dwelleth in the secret place. So now, I might be afraid, my brothers and sisters, that this scripture, amen, pertains to a particular group of people. It ain't no anybody just grab this scripture and say, oh, well, I'm going to just make myself fit right into this scripture. Amen. You have to be dwelling in the secret place. Now, you might ask, well, what are you talking about, man? Where
where is this secret place? I wonder if you turn your attention over here to Joshua, the second chapter. We're going to look into a few things this evening. Amen. And I press you. Pray that you keep me in your prayers. Amen. Study a little bit on this secret place. Amen. If I had to title this message, I don't want to go any further without giving it a title. The title of this message was He That Dwelleth in the Secret Place. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place. So we see here in Joshua, the second chapter, it says, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out smitten the two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came unto the harlot's house named Rahab, and they lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. Amen. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, there came men unto me, but whence they were. Now, I want you to notice something here, very peculiar here, very interesting in this story up to this point. Rahab, this harlot woman, amen, just to give a little background, she had a house, amen, a house lived upon the wall, amen, of Jericho. Amen. And just to give a little background and a little context to this story here, they had heard about what was going on. Amen. They had heard about the Israel, these people that had left Egypt and how God had delivered them. They had heard about, amen, how it was plagues and things, amen, that had happened there in Egypt, amen, to convince Pharaoh to let these people go. Amen. And they had heard about, amen, the death angel that had came through the land, amen, and smote all of the firstborn of the Egyptians. They had heard about tales of all of these things. Amen. So Rahab here knew, amen, that they had heard that this great army, amen, was approaching to take the city. Amen. So she had a choice to make. She lived in a great walled city. And much like today, this wall, this city, was striving very well. Amen. They were comfortable behind their walls. Amen. They had a booming economy. Amen. And their government was strong and stable, and they had all of these things, and they were quite comfortable. But they began to hear tales of a people coming that had an inheritance, amen, that they were going to claim the land. So Rahab, amen, living, amen, on this wall, no doubt she had a clear vantage point, amen, that she could see from afar. These men also was able to use the Rahab's house for the exact same reason. Amen. And she had a choice. Rahab had a choice to make. Amen. She could choose, amen, to offer assistance, amen, to this great move of God. Amen. Or she could have chosen to turn these men over to the king of Jericho. Now we see that Rahab made a choice. She made a choice, being a harlot, amen, being a woman, amen, that was not in the promise of God at all.
Amen. She had no lineage to speak of. She was a sinner. The gospel was not even to her. She was a heathen woman. Amen. But she made a choice. Amen. Amen. To receive these spies into her house. Amen. These spies. Amen. That Joshua had sent in to spy the land. So in doing so, amen, Rahab kind of put herself in a really good position. Amen. Because see, what they came with, they came with the word of God for that day. They were God's people moving, amen, by the will of God. Amen. So she, what she did was she got herself, amen, right in the way, amen, and she made herself an intricate part, amen, of the move of God. Amen. She made herself a part of what was going on in that day. Amen. She was a person, amen, that did no religion. They were idol worshipers. Amen. And they served, amen, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they said that the Lord thy God is one. Amen. So she turned on from her wicked ways. Amen. And she gave help to the message of the hour. She gave assistance to God. Amen. At that various time. Amen. Are you with me? Glory to God. And let's read on. And the woman took the two men, and it came to pass, amen, that the men had came and everything, and she told them to go one way, and they shut the gate. Amen. She did not tell the men where the spies were. She hid them in her house. Very important. I want you to just keep that and tuck it away. She hid those men, amen, in her house. Now, something very important, I want you to recognize, because that was the word of God, amen, that was the avenue that God was working through at the time. What she did was she hid the word, she hid the message of that hour in her house. Amen. And the story goes on that before they laid down, amen, she came up, amen, unto the roof, and she said unto them, I know that the Lord hath given you this land. My God. She said, I know. So right there, this harlot woman had faith in the word of God. Amen. She believed that in this word of God. And she said, and that your terror is fallen upon all the inhabitants of the land and faint because of you. And we have heard how, amen, the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did to the kings of the Amorites, and were on the other side of Jordan and Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. Amen. She was paying attention. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither there remained any more courage in any man because of you. And the Lord your God, he is God in heaven and above. Listen at this woman's testimony. She is declaring that your God, amen, is God. Amen. She made a declaration, amen, for herself, amen. She had a respect and a reverence for the word of God in that hour. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We see today, amen, many people sometime how in the day's time, local ministers are trying to tell people about a great message of deliverance for us and our treat them with such disrespect, like they are almost entrusting people on the earth, and then wonder why there is no token for their families. Amen. Dealing with today's ministry, the fivefold ministry, with such disrespect, and wonder, amen, why your children, amen, may be battling certain things. Wonder why there's no victory in your home. Wonder why you just can't seem to get a breakthrough. Amen. It's because of a lack of respect, amen, for the gospel. Amen. And it came to pass in the seventh day, and they rose early about drawing the day, and compassed about the city at the same manner seven times. I can only imagine this harlot Rahab sitting on the top of the wall, looking over and seeing, amen, this great army as they marched around the wall for 7 days quietly. And on that seventh day, they begin to march more. They marched seven times. Amen. She knew that the time, amen, was at hand. Amen. But she had made provisions. Amen. She had aligned herself, amen, on the winning side. Amen. She had aligned herself, amen, with a God, because she had seen the manifestations of the victory of this God. Amen. Amen. No doubt they were on the other side of the wall, Googling what to do, maybe. Amen. They were probably making idol worship, praying to their wooden statues to deliver them from what was coming. Amen. There was a judgment, amen, that was on the way. Amen. No doubt we can see that the king was in a panic. Amen. My brothers and sisters, much like today. Amen. We have a virus in the land. Amen. That represents judgment. Amen. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Amen. When you see a plague like this, these kind of things are a direct relationship to sin. It's a direct relationship to sin in the lives of the people. Amen. It is judgment. It is a form of judgment upon the land. And judgment was coming to Jericho. But this woman, Ahab, amen, this harlot woman, amen, this heathen woman who did not have no God, this idol worshiper, amen, she made a decision, amen, at that appointed time, amen, that she would align herself with God. Amen. She began to seek out, amen, a way of escape. Amen. She began to seek out, how could I save myself and my family? Because she understood that surely, amen, after hearing and seeing the manifestations of this God, that there was definitely going to be trouble. Amen. She had no confidence, no more confidence in the walls. Amen. She had all confidence in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Amen. And she gave honor to them. She gave assistance to them. She was kind to them. And she aligned herself on the winning side. I ask you this evening, my brothers and sisters, are you on the winning side? Are you aligning yourself in this hour? Amen. With all of the signs and wonders around you, are you aligning yourself on the winning side? Amen. We see how fragile our walls are. Amen. Within a matter of months, we see the economy totally collapse. Amen. We see the Republican Party fighting against the Democrat Party. Women, all is disarray. Everybody's under pressure. Grocery stores are emptying. People are under a panic. We see the walls are crumbling all around us. Are you aligning yourself on the winning side this evening? Are you aligning yourself on the winning side? Amen. Allow us to go on. Amen. We see here, amen, that on the seventh day, They arose early about the dawn of the day and they compassed about the city the same manner seven times. I'm reading from Joshua the 6th chapter, the 15th through the 17th verse. Amen. Picking up at the 16th verse. And it came to pass on the seventh day when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all thereon, therein, and the Lord, all therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all of her in her house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. Amen. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man, woman, young and old, ox and sheep, the ass and the edge with the edge of the sword. But Joshua said unto the two men that spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she had, as ye swear unto her. And the young men went to the spies, went in, and they brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brother, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. Oh my. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron did they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father, her household, and all that she had. And she dwelled, amen, she dwelled in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers, because Joshua was sent to spy out Jericho. Now we see that she was saved in her action. That was a certain death, amen, that they was beholding. Amen. But through her actions, amen, Rahab was saved. But I tell you, amen, we see, amen, she dwelled, amen, with Israel. Now remember the title of the message, but he that dwelleth in the secret place. Now she had a dwelling, my brothers and sisters. She had done just enough to get her placed into the right position, amen, that she could find, amen, the secret place. Amen. She had a dwelling. She had a life. She had a life. Amen. All of the others, amen, died at that hour. Amen. There was a certain death. But Rahab, because of what she did, she was alive. And her household was alive. Amen. But we are looking for that secret place. Amen. We see that in 91 it says, he that dwelleth, amen, in a secret place. Amen. My God. So we look a little further here. Amen. I want to get into this just a little bit more. And the Holy Spirit leads people into the inheritance, what God has promised them through the ministry of the prophet Moses. There was a natural inheritance. And today, my brothers and sisters, ours is a spiritual inheritance. Amen. Now we want to see, amen, here in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. This secret place, amen, can be translated as a shelter or a covering or a hiding place from danger. So when we find that dwell in this hiding place, then it is also the same thing as abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Let's pick up here. Amen. From the Psalms 91. And we'll pick up where we left off. Let's go to verse 7, if we will. It says, we go from verse 6. Verse 6. Psalms 91. First chapter, the 6th verse. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thousands shall fall by thy side, 10,000 by thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall they behold and see the reward, oh my, of the wicked. You're going to behold this. You're going to see it. But you are in a secret place where the pestilence cannot even find you, because it is a secret place in God. Amen. Only thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You will see with your eyes, but you will not be a partaker of it. Because thou hast made the Lord, 9th verse, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, the habitation. Now, a habitation is your dwelling place. Amen. There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I want you to take a good look at that, my brothers and sisters. These are ministering angels that will be sent, amen, to keep you in the way. Amen. He said he will send you these ministering angels. We're not talking about little white beings with wings flying around the air. We're talking about men, amen, ministering angels that'll keep you in the way. He shall put them charge over thee. Amen. Psalms, the 81st chapter and the 7th verse, it reads on this wise, thou callest in trouble and delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I'm going to read that again. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. Amen. A thunder, my brothers and sisters, is a symbol of the voice of God to us. Amen. Which is revealed word for the age that you live in. Amen. We've been called in this day, amen, by 7 thunders. Amen. Which we heard the voice, amen, and the voice uttered, amen, that this hour, time of trouble. God has released the voice of information of truth to the elect to combat the deception of this age. So he allowed us, amen, in this hour that of trouble, and he delivered us, and he answered us in a secret place of thunder. Amen. We see, amen, that Noah and his family found a hiding place. Back in the time of Noah, amen, Amen. There was a great deception in the land. Amen. There was a great trouble coming their way. Amen. They were hidden away in the ark from the destruction of that age. Amen. Because, amen, they recognized the voice and the revelation of God through a prophet's message to get into the ark. And they were hid, amen, in the safety of the ark, amen, which saved them from the trouble and the pestilence of that hour. Amen. We look at the Israelites at the same time in Exodus 1. They were hiding from the death angel behind the door. Amen. Their houses, one was the blood over the lintel and the doorpost was applied because they received the instruction, amen, from the voice of God, amen, from a prophet's message by a vindicated prophet, Moses, amen, and they found safety in the secret place, in the dwelling place, amen, because they heard, amen, the thunder, amen, they heard the voice of God for that day. And we see here now the story that we're talking about. Also, Rahab, in the time of trouble and destruction, hid the messengers in her house. And then she herself and her family also hid in the same house. And she had hid the messengers because of her obedience to the voice of instruction by these two spies. So she heard, amen, the voice of God. She recognized the voice of God, amen, for the hour, for the day that she was living in. And she was saved from the destruction, amen, of the walls coming down. All of the walls fell, amen. And Rahab and her family walked out of the house and walked into safety, into the camp of Israel. Amen. And they were saved, my brothers and sisters. Let us take a reading here. Psalms, the 27th chapter. We're going to read 1 through 5. The 27th chapter of Psalms. Psalms of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat me up, my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Amen. The war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Oh, my. Rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Glory to God. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, the 3rd verse, reads, a prudent man foreseeth evil. And a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but a simple pass on and are punished. In this hour, my brothers and sisters, I'm sure with your eyes, walk around the streets today, we see people walking around with masks on. My God, we had a president. His main objective was to build a wall in in this hour. He wanted to build a wall that we can be safe behind this wall. Keep out the drug dealers and this, that, and the other. But you didn't foresee. Amen. A germ, an enemy that you can't see. You didn't foresee how did this one get behind the walls. Why? Because my brothers and sisters, you have to be fortified behind the word of God in this hour. Your walls are going to come down. Your walls mean nothing to God. Absolutely nothing. Amen. He's going to get your attention. How many Rahabs do we have out there? How many Rahabs are out there that don't know God, but you see judgment coming and you say, Lord God, deliver me. You have to be in the secret place. Maybe you cry out, amen, like this is my prayer, Lord. One thing I have desire, Lord, that you will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. All the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide you. Amen. In this pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. Amen. And set you upon a rock. Amen. A rock, my brothers and sisters, is a revelation. A revelation of the word of God for this hour. Amen. The entrance into the shelter shall be ministered unto you. Amen. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into it a little further. I don't want to get beyond myself. Bear with me just a little bit longer. Amen. We want to look at something here real quick. Amen. We see that Eve, amen, she was faced with a similar situation. Amen. She was in an age of information. Amen. The serpent brought her a little information, amen, that she didn't have before. Amen. Which allowed her, amen, to reason with the word of God. Amen. To reason against the word of God. And then we see that both Adam and Eve had to leave an environment of Eden because they had left the spiritual environment of their relationship with God. Amen. The natural will follow the spiritual. Bear with me. One devil was loosed against Eve in Eden. But in this age, we have 200,000 demons against humanity to cause an environmental change on such a spiritual magnitude in order to destroy mankind both spiritually and naturally. We are living, amen, in a time where you got to be in the secret place. Amen. So we're living in a great time of trouble and fear. In the raging storm, this is a condition and the environment that Rahab found herself in, because Jericho was to be destroyed. And so what is the answer? You can imagine, change the environment of this age. Amen. You can send 200 million demons. We can't send 200 million demons back into the pits of hell. The answer for Rahab was to find the hiding place. But first, she found a hiding place for the messengers. I want you to catch that. Rahab had to find a hiding place. But first, she had to hide the word. Amen. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." You want to find a hiding place, you must first hide the word in your tabernacle. Amen. Amen. You must first have respect for the word and hide that word amen. And when she hid those messengers, she hid the messengers. She hid the word of God for that hour. Right. Amen. And in turn, they hid her. Right. Amen. And in the time of trouble, amen. 27 verse 5. Amen. Psalms 27 verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion of the secret place. His tabernacle shall be, shall he hide me. Amen. He hath set me upon a rock. Amen. As I said, a rock is a revelation. The word for the season, amen, in which I should live. And Rahab received a revelation of the word from the messengers. Now, I want you to notice that Rahab, she began to live amongst the Israelites. She began to eat what they eat. She began to live the way they lived. She began to dress the way they dressed.
Right.
She began to pray to their God.
Right.
She did away with all of her idol worship. Amen. She became an Israelite. She became, amen, one of the ones, amen, she dwelt in the city. Now, I want you to notice something very particular about this lady. Because, amen, God rewarded her greatly. I wanna go to something here. Amen. For the sake of time, I'm going to move ahead a little bit. Bear with me. Amen. 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 I want you, it's here in the Thyatirian church age. Yes. In the Thyatirian church age, amen, the prophet said, now Eve should have been burnt along with the serpent for their awful deed. But Adam intervened, taking her quickly into himself so that she was saved. Now let's take a look at that, my brothers and sisters. She had a certain death coming. She was going to be burned along with the serpent. But Eve, Adam acted as her redeemer and took her into himself. Took her into himself. What was it? A hiding place. It was a hiding place. Her redemption. Now you say, well, wait a minute. I don't understand that. How was that? Because Adam did not sin. It was Eve, the serpent, that sinned. Amen. Adam was not deceived, I should say. He took his wife. Amen. He took her unto himself through a marriage. Amen. Through a union. So therefore, he took her unto himself. Amen. Therefore, Adam, being the original creation, and Eve the byproduct, amen. Eve, Adam acting as, in that situation, as the redeemer. Now, I want you to look, my brothers and sisters, amen. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I want you to understand one thing, that we're talking about a secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place. And we see, amen, that Rahab had found herself married to a prince of Judah. You see, when Joshua had placed her, Joshua had positionally placed her. Now, see, Eve, you wonder why these things that she was going through and she was saying, Rahab, the harlot, had a position. She was predestinated to be in a certain place at a certain time for a certain reason. Amen. As you could say, her purpose was her protection. Amen. Her purpose was her protection. She found herself, amen, in the tribe of Judah. Amen. Where she had basically become, amen, an Israelite. Amen. And Judah, amen, I think it was one of his grandsons, she found herself wedded, amen, to Solomon. Amen. Wedded, amen, to Solomon. Amen. Let's look at something here. Why little Bethlehem? Amen. 58:12-28. Amen. 58:12-28. And we're going to, you could go from the 58 chapter. Amen. We're going to go to the second one we're there, because I'm just trying to move ahead. Well, let me back up. No, there's some good stuff in there. I can't pass up. And we find out they had a lovely home in Bethlehem, as Solomon had established it. And it would become a great place and the fertile lands, and how beautiful, amen, it is to think of a great wheat country. And it would be the bread place of the world. And it is true, no wonder Jesus had to be born there, because he was the bread of life. There's all the nation come for their wheat, and the nations come for their corn. And for it was in Bethlehem that had those fertile lands. Amen. And you see the little bitty thing just saying, oh, it was a province of wheat. Yet that meant something. And you see how the Gentile prince, or the Jewish, he said Gentile prince, then he said, or the Jewish prince, amen, taking his Gentile bride, amen, back to Bethlehem for a settling down place, a place to live where there was plenty of bread. We find out that this great romance and great obedience of faith that the harlot Rahab, she gave birth to a son, to Solomon, and his name was Boaz. Amen. The first, Boaz was born in Bethlehem from Solomon and the harlot Rahab. Amen. So I want you to see, my brothers and sisters, you see how she placed herself. Now I want you to, we still talk about he that hides himself in the secret place. I ask a question, what really saved Rahab the harlot? Yes, she had life, amen, because, amen, of what she did back in Jericho. But I say to you, my brothers and sisters, just like Eve, when Adam took Eve into himself as a wife to save her from judgment, Solomon took Rahab to wife, took her into the secret place, and made her a literal part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Into the secret place. I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that the prophet preached a message called Doors and Doors. Amen. And in that message, he's talking about we live in a three-room house. Amen. We fellowship in the front room. He made provisions in the kitchen. But in the bedroom is where we receive seed. Rahab was saved because she received the word of God into her womb. She received seed and she birthed forth the lineage of the Messiah. Amen. So where is the sacred place in this hour? Amen. It's a union going on. You want to find safety in this hour? There is a union. Amen. And you must go, amen, into the secret place to receive seed. Amen. To be impregnated. Amen. To become an integral part of the royal seed of God. Amen. We're talking about he who abideth in the secret place. There's many places. There's only one secret place. Amen. We see, amen, that the disciples, when Jesus left, he said, go into the upper room and tarry there. Amen. So they went into a house. The people of that time were hunting for them to kill them. So they had to go and pray in secret. So they would come into the house. They didn't stay in the living room. No doubt there was a kitchen in the house, but they had to go upstairs to the upper room. And there they tarried for 10 days. And what happened? They received seed. On the inside, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, he said of John, the 14th chapter, the 6th verse, I pray the Father, and he shall give another comforter, that he may abide. Abide means to dwell with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither do they knoweth him not. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. My God. See, you have to go into the upper room and receive seed. You have to, but we can't go there without there being first a union. There has to be a union. Amen. There's a union going on, my brothers and sisters. He is the bridegroom. Amen. And he's calling a bride in this hour. She's made herself ready. Amen. She's going into the upper room. Amen. The secret place. Amen. Where she can receive seed, where she can be impregnated, amen, with the word of God, amen, to produce the life of Christ again. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. There's the secret place. Amen. The secret place. Amen. It's not enough to just come in the room. It's not enough to just come into the message. It's not enough to just travel, amen, with the word. It's not enough to just hang around the word. You must go into the secret place and receive seed. Amen. She birthed seed that puts her directly in the lineage of Christ. There's the secret place. There's the secret place that they're talking about at 91, in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place. But you don't have to worry, because your purpose is your protection. Right. Amen. Christ hide me in the secret place. Amen. I won't be before you much longer. Amen. As I said before, 2 Peter, for the entrance shall be ministered unto you and abundantly into the everlasting kingdom. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how do we get into this secret place? By the ministry of the word through the voice of God. Amen. In this last day. Amen. You love the Lord. Amen. Amen. I think I'll cut off there. Amen. I hope that something was said. Amen. To be a blessing to you. Amen. We see judgment is coming. This is just the warning. We see everybody. Amen. They put out a stay at home. Everybody stay at home. Hide behind your doors. Stay in the house. But I say, my brothers and sisters, you got to go further than that. It's not enough to just get into the house. Amen. As I said before, he started out this presidency with to build a wall. But we see that a wall is not enough. It's not going to save you, my brothers and sisters. Going into the house is not enough. It's not going to save you in this hour. You must go into the secret place. Go into the secret place. We sing a song. Shut in with God in a secret place, there to of God's saving grace, gaining new power to run in this race. Oh, I love to be shut in with God. Shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining more power to run in this race. Oh, I love to be shut in with God. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, it's just a simple message, oh Lord God. I ask, oh Father God, that you anoint the hearers, oh Lord God. Lord God, may the word of God penetrate, Lord God, that someone realize that we're living in the last days. Oncoming judgment. Lord, and Lord, these things that we place so much confidence in. Our military. Our financial system. Our medical system is not enough, Lord. We must be hidden in the secret place where you promised, Lord God, to keep us, just like you did Rahab. But because she was obedient, Lord, and many may hear this word this evening, it's in your lap this evening. Rahab had a choice. She had heard the word just like you've heard the word this evening. And she had a choice to make. Whether to listen to the king and have depend on those walls or to find a hiding place. And we see that only to find that hiding place, she had to have respect. She had to receive the word of the hour. And in order to receive the word for the hour, she had to hide those messengers. She had to receive God's messengers. Amen. That came with the message of salvation for her day. Those that hear this word, Lord God, may something strike in their heart that they may have a yearning, Lord, to go into that upper room and be shut in with God. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Certainly grateful for the word of God tonight, and coming from our precious brother Troy, and just much to just kind of meditate on. And as we look at that scripture, as he was saying in Psalms 91, everybody is claiming that, and everyone's holding on to that. But if you're not really dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, then you can't actually claim that scripture. And I thought it was a beautiful type in using Rahab. You know, when the walls of Jericho came down, you go back and read the scripture, Rahab's house was actually on top of the wall. And so that tells us that when the walls of Jericho came down, there was only one spot on the wall that did not fall. And everybody that was inside her house, they were dwelling in the secret place. If you were outside, you were not in the secret place. You know, you had to be in her house where the scarlet thread was out of the window, which represented a token that had been given to her. And that was the only place of protection. And today, God has given us that, and we find it in Christ. And not just, that's a very general term when we say in Christ, but, you know, Rahab received a message. She received the messenger. She received a message. And today we invite people to receive this message that God has sent through his prophet, William Marion Branham. Regardless of what anybody says, there's things that we're seeing today in our, you know, in our world. It's not just something here in the U.S., but it's the entire world that is on lockdown. Everybody's impacted, but we had a prophet tell us that these things were to come. And so as we see things unfold, we're not alarmed. Amen. We have been prepared because we have received word from a prophet, and we're hiding in a secret place. And even, you know, when the prophet preached the message, the rapture, the scripture that he chose to use was Psalms 27. So I thought that was very, very appropriate again, that Brother Troy was led to go there. Because, you know, I was just talking with a brother today, Brother Solomon, he was saying, you know, it's, you know, we need, we find safety, we find all these things when the pressure is actually hitting like this. So, this pressure is going to produce a rapture, and, we're under expectation for it, but you must be dwelling in the secret place if you want to, amen, make it in this hour. Praise the Lord. So we thank God tonight for service. Again, we want to just encourage those that that would like to give online. You can do that. There is on our church website, spiritandtruthtabernacle.org, spiritandtruthtabernacle.org. You would click on the home button or the home menu item, and then there would be another donations spot there. You click home donations, and then you can send offering through PayPal. We use PayPal. However, when you're using PayPal, PayPal is known for charging fees, so you must do it in a particular way. You have to send it to a friend. When you're using PayPal, say send to a friend, and we have the email address there on the website that you would use, pastor@john423.org, pastor@john423.org. That's the email to a friend or send to a friend, and you can give that way. Also, on the church app, there's a give button that allows you to do that. Feel free to do that. The other thing I was going to mention is you also on our church website, there is a the address and everything to the churches there. So there are some saints that wanted to just mail their offerings in to the church, and that's perfectly fine. You can just use the address that is there on the church website, 3951 Haverhill Road, Suite 109, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33411. The Lord is good. We thank God. We'll be back on Sunday morning, ready for our Easter service, and pray that you'll be able to join us. The other thing I want to make mention of tonight is that we got a new stream going through Facebook. We got a Facebook stream, so if you desire to follow the church, it's Spirit and Truth Tabernacle that is there, and you know, so we're using that platform as well to stream. There's a lot of things that will change with the way things are going now. So we did open up a Facebook account for the church, and we have a stream going there. So if you were not able to get in on Periscope on Sunday, you can also do the Facebook Live. We'll have that going, and we'll just be doing everything we can to try to get the word out to the hearts of God's people. The Lord richly bless you. Let's have a word of prayer as we close our service tonight. Father, we are again grateful for this time. We thank you for the word that has come, Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. We find ourselves in Christ. And Lord, it's so easy to use that term. But God, as Rahab, had to understand what was the message for her day. The children of Israel had to understand the message for their day. Those that were in the ark with Noah had to understand the message for their day. Even when Christ came to the earth, right before him, he sent his messenger, John the Baptist. The people had to understand the message of their day through John the Baptist. And when Christ came, they had to understand the message of the day. When Paul picked it up and carried it on, they had to understand the message of the day. All the way down to this time, people must understand the message that has been presented to them, because that's where we find Christ moving and Christ dwelling. So Lord, we just thank you that the secret place that you've hid us there, that you've placed us there. And God, how we can be protected in a time, Lord, when everything else around us is falling apart. Thank you, God, that we can dwell in safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in, and they are safe. So, Lord, thank you that you've revealed these things to us. Pray that you bless Brother Troy, that you give back to him as he labored to give to your people here tonight. And may you restore back all that he gave out. That the saints would, Lord, prepare to give. Pray that you bless them in their giving. And, God, may you continue to meet the needs of your people. Meet the needs of the church, Lord, and just may you continue to show yourself strong on our behalf. We love you, we praise you, we thank you. Keep us until we're able to meet together again, and I just pray that you touch each one in their bodies, wherever sickness or even symptoms may be felt. We pray that you would touch the people, and we bind every symptom, we bind every sickness in the name of Jesus. And God, we believe, as your word told us, 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling. No pestilence, no plague would come against us, because we are in that secret place. So we rebuke and we reject every symptom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to remember a request also, a young lady who was on the front line providing care for many people. Now she finds herself, Lord, in ICU needing care. Lord, we ask that you would touch her. We understand that she's not serving the way that she knows to serve you. So we pray, God, that you would restore her soul as well as restore her body. And God, that you would raise her up for your glory and for your honor, and she would serve you, Lord, all the days of her life. And also the request that came from the brother who's he attends a Spurgeon's Tabernacle there in the UK. And Lord, he's a surgeon and has the opportunity to serve, Lord, some very prominent people. And God is just looking for prayer that you would give him opportunity to share Christ with these people. And I pray that you would open up those doors for him, that you would help him, Lord God, to see when you, to sense your spirit, and God, to seize the moment that he has, oh God. And we just pray that all of us would be sensitive to those moments, God, that we'd be able to share Christ with people that do not know him in this hour. God, it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll be back on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Amen, for our service Sunday morning, 9 a.m. God bless you.